The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Ira, tell me, are you surprised to hear this headline? Amon-Ra St. Brown, quote, "I'm ready to take someone's job." Unquote. Rookie Amon-Ra St. Brown coming in, announcing his arrival. Does that surprise you at all about Amon-Ra St. Brown, rookie receiver for the Detroit Lions?
It does not surprise me at all that you really like hearing someone talk like that, too. We were actually having a conversation yesterday about smack talk and how proud you would be of, I don't remember what she said yesterday, but Grace was smack talking in basketball in the driveway. And I was like, oh, Uncle Sam's going to be proud of you. And we have some people over there laughing. Yeah. But that's that kind of line. You like the confidence. What you want to call it, smack talk or whatever. You like the confidence. You like the attitude because that's what you want. You want a guy that comes in and says, yeah, I'm coming to take somebody's job. And guess what? If he does it, he's right away. He's going to keep trying. It's going to make everybody better. I saw the headline. I like the line. That was a good quote.
I do too. And I just thought, man, this is he's not coming in trying to cozy up to the veterans. He's coming in. This is his mentality. This is what we knew about him in high school. This is what you know based on who his dad is. But we talked about before, John Brown, a competitive bodybuilder. He is probably the era after Arnold. And so, you know, the generation after Arnold, he was with that group. But I remember how I found out about it is when I interviewed his dad, he was selling some protein powder. He's not the, you know, 240-pound guy that he was when he was bodybuilding. I was like, man, you selling protein? So all of a sudden, as I looked him up, now I understand why he was pushing that protein. But man, you hear the mentality, the talk that he was offering, then you say, okay, now I see where the boys get it from. By the boys, I mean the three boys, Amon-Ra being the youngest. In the middle is Osiris St. Brown, and then the St. Brown that I'm sure you're very familiar with, Mr. Weintraub, Equamenius St. Brown. I would hazard a guess. I would offer a prediction that our St. Brown will be better than the Green Bay Packers St. Brown. What do you want to put on it, Mr. Weintraub? Let's put some pretzels on it, man.
Well, Sam,
we'll wind up with the better St. Brown.
You know, that may be a possibility. It's definitely possible. I think that part of what makes these guys, you know, who could be better also is who's throwing them the football. And if Aaron Rodgers is throwing still in Green Bay versus Jordan Love, that may make a difference this year in particular. But I like the prospect of what St. Brown brings to the Lions because they needed to add, different skills, different kind of receivers to bulk up that room because the room got really thin, right? They need a lot of different kind of bodies in there. And the fact is, it's not like he's coming in and saying, I'm coming to come take a job from a veteran from, you know, an established slot, a receiver that's put up like big time numbers. There aren't any of those guys in the roster right now. So he's got a really good opportunity to come in and be like, yeah, I'm coming to take somebody's job and then actually do it.
Yeah, man. And look, part of this, I actually think that Amon-Ra St. Brown is probably going to see more balls, even if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. You know, just Equamenius is still with the Packers, isn't he?
I believe he is, but it's also a matter of, yeah, what are the other options on the offense and who are you throwing the ball to?
Yeah, yeah. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with old Aaron Rodgers. It's a stalemate at the moment, but here's how I feel, Green Bay. I said this last week. Good riddance to Aaron Rodgers. All that you did for Aaron Rodgers, think about how you offended Brett Favre just for Aaron Rodgers. And this is the thanks you get, Green Bay. This is how he treats you. The utter disrespect because you want to plan for the future, he wants to get in his feelings and act like you didn't offend a legend, not just a Packers legend, but an NFL legend. You're supposed to bend the knee, kowtow to Aaron freaking Rodgers. Get him out. Hey, you got your Super Bowl with him. Let him go. It might as well start the Jordan. Hey, Jordan Love, who knows? He might be able to do what Aaron Rodgers did down the line. Right? Might as well start figuring that out now. You don't need Aaron Rodgers. The Green Bay Packers are bigger than Aaron Rodgers, Mr. Weintraub. How about that? And I'm sure Mrs. Weintraub would agree, wouldn't she? The Green Bay Packers don't need Aaron Rodgers. You know, this franchise has been Ira.
You're so full of crap, Sam. You're hilarious.
Lambeau Field. Why am I full of crap, Ira? I am stating the case for one of the iconic franchises in all of one of the most iconic franchises.
Right, 'cause you're trying to knock them down a little bit, trying to help your squad.
I'm trying to infuse in them the confidence to let this guy go. I mean, he's in the twilight of his career. Go let him host. I mean, you know, he wants to be a Jeopardy host. He's not even buying into football anymore. You don't need that guy. You don't need that guy to win the Central. You could beat the man, go get Brett Favre out of retirement and you could win the Central Division with all the great work you've done elsewhere on the Packers roster, right? So come on, Green Bay, let Aaron Rodgers go. You don't need Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, look, he was so motivated last year to prove you wrong that, you know, he had an out-of-body experience at this stage of his career. He is going to very soon start looking like a bum.
So, Sam, everything you just said in the last, like, minute or so, how much do you actually believe?
I just want the Green Bay Packers to let Aaron Rodgers go. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Just let him go. You don't need Aaron Rodgers in a Packers uniform anymore.
You don't need Aaron Rodgers in a Packers uniform anymore.
And I'll say this. I honestly believe that the Packers could beat the Lions without Aaron Rodgers. I really believe that. That part is not me, you know, just making stuff up. You know, and it serves my purpose for them to beat the Lions anyway. But I'm tired of Aaron Rodgers. I'm tired. Can you sense that I'm tired of seeing this guy twice a year? I mean, you thought it was over with Brett Favre, and then they bring this freaking guy in. So I'm ready to see Jordan Love. Give me someone else, man. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. Green, I asked you this last week, but is it still Green Bay? I mean, Denver as the most likely partner in a deal?
That's what I've seen. I don't know. You almost have to start going, all right, team by team in the league. All right, who would be interested in a veteran quarterback? That's the player that they feel is away from winning. I'm not sure Denver's that close, but how many teams are out there that are in that situation? I know that there are fans in Washington that were screaming, hey, bring Brett Favre down here. But Denver seems to be the only place that I've heard so far. Honestly, Sam, if I had to bet a dollar, because I don't really bet, but if I had to bet a dollar, I would bet a dollar that he's the starting quarterback of the Green Bay Packers in September and not of anybody else. Well, the field, I would take the Packers right now still.
Yeah, if he plays. And I think that's what you said.
I said if he plays.
If he plays. Is he really that, you know, upset? Is he that dejected that he just will sit it out? I mean, it's one thing to sit out a season as a young guy. Not that we see that. We hardly ever see that too, right? Le'Veon Bell was maybe the last guy that we saw do that. But he was, you know, still in the prime of his career.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is 16 years in the career, yeah.
Right, this is at the end. So every year that you sit out, I mean, you could legitimately be talking about coming back and being a shell of your, like literally a shell of your former self.
If he sits out, I think he retires. I don't think he comes back. I don't think that you sit out a year at that stage and come back. I mean, I guess he could if he really wanted to, right? But to me, I think that he's... In the end, I think that they're going to make peace and they're going to find a way to make it work for at least another year or two in Green Bay for multiple different reasons. Or he's going to retire. I don't think he's going to play somewhere else. And that's as of May 17th. You know, ask me again in a week. I may have a different opinion. As we inch closer to June 1st, which is a really big date in the NFL, there may be some more rumblings that you hear. And so maybe my opinion would change. But right now, if I had to make a bet, I would say Packers would be the first place. Retirement is the second place, and the Broncos, or I guess the field, if you want to call it that, would be the third choice. Right now, ask me again in a week, and I'll let you know if I've changed my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know what you could do if you're the Packers at this point. It would seem to me that any appeasement, any opportunity for appeasement has passed. You already did the draft. You already had your free agency cycle. You cut a guy that he said was one of the young receivers that he really liked. I mean, you drafted Jordan Love last year. What can you do to fix it at this point? It seems to me that fixing it is not possible right now. It's, can you tolerate one another? Can you tolerate another year playing for this franchise? Maybe you could offer up the general manager as a sacrificial lamb, but that doesn't seem to be on the table. So it's either you tolerate one another or the Packers blink, or one side blinks. The Packers blink and they trade him, which I think you should do, Packers. I mean, you know, get something for the guy. If he wants to act like you didn't give him his chance. You remember Aaron Rodgers tumbling in the draft, and who threw the guy a lifeline? Who threw him a lifeline? The Green Bay Packers threw him a lifeline. And this is how he wants to repay you? This is how he wants to act at the end? Like you owe him? No, Packers. Aaron Rodgers owes you. So, hey, if he wants to go, let him go. Let him go. You don't need Aaron Rodgers.
I'm glad you're laughing about it, because you're just, it's a campaign. I give you credit. A for effort, Sam. A for effort in your campaign. You're not going to win. Your campaign's not going to work, but A for effort. I mean, I'm not saying that he'll be there, but they're not going to listen to you, I think is my point.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey, you got to try, right?
Packers get advice from a lot of places. I don't think Sam Webb is one of them. A lot of people may come to you, Sam, for advice. I'll come to you for advice. I don't think the Packers are coming to you for advice.
Hey, yeah. The Lions clearly did not. John Harbaugh would have been here yesterday, right? Hey, but they didn't listen to me. They didn't listen to me. When the Ravens were acting like they didn't need John Harbaugh, you remember that? I know you remember that, Ira. Oh, but you know, this ship has sailed. We don't need John Harbaugh anymore. That was the time to pounce. That was the time to go get him. But no, you want to do the Matt Trisha thing, whatever, the Quinn Trisha thing. Hey, come on, man. Look, know a few things, Ira. A few things. Matt was definitely one of them. John Harbaugh, they would have been better off. But you know, we'll see what happens with Dan Campbell. I like the staff he's put together. I like their draft moves that they made. You know, hearing some positive things from the rookies, not Penei Sewell, who has COVID, but Amon-Ra St. Brown, Levi Onwuzurike, and Aleem McNeil, you know, already talking about how things could be in the future for that tandem of defensive linemen, feeling like there's a lot of promise ahead. I was paying attention to the rookie notes. So hopefully, again, as you guys know, I'm really confident about this draft. Hopefully we see some flashes from them this upcoming season. But I do believe, even if Aaron Rodgers is back, to get back to where we started with Amon-Ra St. Brown, I think our St. Brown is going to be better than the Packers St. Brown. And really, because I think he's going to get, I mean, who are the other receivers for the Lions? You know, Tyrell Williams, Rashad Perriman, this dude's going to catch it. He's going to get a lot of targets. He's going to get a lot of targets, I think. I do think he's going to be the Lions starting slot receiver. You know, he is a, good route runner, great hands, tough, physical, not a burner, but a guy who's going to get open, a guy who's going to get you some yards after the catch, be a reliable security blanket. I would venture a guess that Hockenson and Amon-Ra St. Brown are going to wind up being this dude's, Jared Goff's favorite targets. It's my guess, my prediction for the season. Anyway, we need to get to a break. We have the recruiting roundup coming up. If you have recruiting questions, now is the time to get them in at 734-998-1050. Tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. You can email us at studio@wtk.com. I'm very interested to see what Ira is going to name that segment. So I'm going to be checking the podcast page today to see what he calls that one. Recruiting roundup on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.